This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up later, we'll hear from a guest who says changes are needed to make Wisconsin government more open and honest.
First, it's time for a Wisconsin Life. Cameron Gilley worked as a photojournalist for many years before he decided to take photography down to its simplest form, a pinhole camera. The simplicity of the camera has changed the way he sees and what it means to make a photo.
Pinholes have just been more of a gee whiz kind of look, you could take a picture with a oatmeal box. I was doing art fairs with digital nature photography and just wanted to try something different and to do something. I wanted to do something that nobody else was doing. And I toyed with the idea of pinhole for a few years, actually, before I actually took the plunge and tried it. I opened up the closet in my office and looked around and pulled out a cigar box that I had some stuff stored in. And dumped the cigar box out and made that into a camera. It's a box with film in the back and a pinhole of some kind in the other side of the box and a shutter in case this camera is just tape over the opening. There's no preview. It's really a lot of trial and error. You have to learn how to see without even a viewfinder. Its origins are the camera obscura. It dates way back to 1,000 years ago that people learned that if you put a hole in a room, if there was a tiny pinhole in a dark room, it would project an image of what's outside on the back wall. For the most part, it was just kind of a scientific oddity, and medieval scientists studied it. That's how they learned about light, really, and that really is what led to photography, was that studying of light. The pinholes are, there's a very dreamy look to it. And I like it, it's soft too. They're not really that sharp. You know, when I was doing, I was a newspaper photographer, I was a wedding photographer, and then I did a lot of wildlife. So I was used to taking 3,000 photographs a day, and then going through and editing it down. And it's nice to now, a day of photography might be 3 pictures. And it's nice to really slow down and be very, just to be so much more deliberate about it. What digital has done to photography, I think, has made people believe that it's just a nice camera and it's Photoshop. It's a nice program or it's an app on your phone that makes a good photograph. Photography really boils down to just light and composition. And a pinhole camera does that. I mean, there's nothing else to it. Some people don't believe me. Common thing that people say is, well, you put a camera in there, right? It's like, no, this is the camera. This is it, what you're looking at. My favorite thing I ever heard anybody say was, this is about a 16-year-old girl that was in my booth here, and I was explaining it to her, and she looked at me and she said, well, how do you turn it on? I think for young people who have never seen film or taken a photograph on film, this is really mind-blowing to think that you can do this. And it brings up interesting conversations about the role of technology. Technology doesn't make you creative at all. And technology isn't a shortcut. It's just a tool. Just like anything is, it takes years and decades of experience to learn how to use a camera.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
Well, Cameron Gilley is in the studio with us now with one of his pinhole cameras to tell us more about the experience of taking pictures this way. Cameron, thanks a lot for coming up.
Thank you.
Well, as you said in that piece there, you could take hundreds, thousands of pictures in a day with a digital camera or your phone, 3 a day with a pinhole camera maybe. So as you're setting up a picture, the new way versus this very old way, how do you think differently? What's going through your mind differently than if you were using a digital camera?
Well, the biggest difference is you don't see what you're getting. You have to pre-visualize it in your head. And so setting it up is totally in your head. Hmm. And it's a slower process. Sometimes your exposures can be 15 minutes. So you're more deliberate. You don't want to take 20 photos in a day because it just takes a lot of time. And Also, processing sheet film is a very slow process as well, one at a time usually. And so the most pictures I ever took in a day was 12, and I was up very late in the evening developing film and decided that was too much. So, yeah, I like to slow down. And I think it really helps. You see, a good way to explain it, I had this friend who I would tell her about how I'd take thousands of photographs to get one good one for the paper. And then she said, well, why do you take all those other photos then? Why not just take the one good one? And it's kind of a really good point, actually. And so it's an exercise in thinking about what you're doing.
And so how do they turn out differently? You're taking those thousands of pictures or whatever for the news department, or you're also a wedding photographer. With this, you're taking maybe three or four in a day. Qualitatively, what's the difference if I'm looking at one or the other?
There's a different look to a pinhole photograph, definitely. It's really vignetted. It's kind of soft. It's a real dreamy look to it.
And what causes that?
It's just the design of the camera. Actually, a lens corrects those things. And without a lens, you have vignetting. It falls off towards the edges. And it depends on how you build the box, too. The thinner the box, the wider angle it is. So, yeah, there is actually a lot of control to it, actually.
And you build all your own pinhole cameras?
Most of them I have. Yeah, I do have some store-bought cameras. But I really like the really thin, really wide cameras. So those typically I've made. Yeah, most of them I've made, yes.
And you said you have no viewfinder, so you can't look through your little lens and take a snapshot, say. So how do you know what you're shooting? Do you just have to shoot a panorama where anything is going to look like a nice shot?
Well, no, because you're developing the film one at a time. You don't want to take any more than you need to, really. So on my camera here...
We've got a red box here.
Yeah, we can... I know this is radio, but I have a camera here. these lines that I have painted on the side, these are actually my viewfinder, I guess you'd say, or my sight lines.
I see. So you've got a triangle pointing to a peak here in the middle, and you're going to point at the arrow of the triangle, huh?
So this is, so if you sight down the one side, that's my left side and my right side, and then top and bottom, and then you put that together in your head, and you do sort of have a viewfinder. Yeah.
So I think for radio work, cutting actual physical audio tape made me understand digital editing better. Do you think if someone worked with a pinhole camera for a while, they would become better photographers regardless of the technology?
Oh, absolutely, because you have to slow down and think about what you're doing, and you have to put it together in your head. You have to pre-visualize entirely. You don't have a preview. And I think that's something with digital photography is lost today. People who are what you call a digital native, who learned photography on a digital camera, they have an instant feedback all the time. And so film dinosaurs like me, it started in film and went digital and came back to film. I'm able to pre-visualize, and that's a good thing to be able to do.
Well, Cameron, it's fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for coming in and showing us your cameras and talking about it today.
Well, thank you.
We've been talking to Cameron Gilley, freelance photographer in Madison.